Finally, it's global hit time. Today, the world's Adeline Sear tells us about a French band that likes to think outside the French box.
The band's name is The Do, D-O, with a slash across the O. It stands for Dan and Olivia, Dan Levy and Olivia Merilati, the two halves of the band. Levy's part Tunisian, part English, and grew up in France. Merilati is Finnish and French, and grew up between Helsinki and Paris. Both musicians now live and work in the French capital, but they don't exactly wave French flags in their music. For starters, their first album, called A Mouthful, is sung almost entirely in English. When The Do released their album in France, it soared to the top of the charts, a first for an album with no songs in French. Many other French bands have produced English lyrics albums, and some have reached international success in part because of that. But Olivia Merilati, who sings and writes the lyrics for The Do, says in this case, it wasn't a calculated decision.
We're both after something open and free and a little more international. So I don't know, we don't think about it. We are French, obviously, and we have different cultures, and I've been involved in Finnish language and English language and traveling a little, and so I don't know, it feels really natural.
In fact, Dan Levy, who composes the arrangements, says the language they pick to sing in is almost irrelevant.
People ask us why we're doing this in English and not in French and not in Finnish or sometimes in Finnish. We're not talking about Eurovision, you know. We're just talking about music.
Well, you don't even want to be a French band? You don't want to be identified?
I don't care. I don't really care to be a French band.
That's what we are, mostly. We don't want to try to run away from it.
Me, I've got two parents from another country and with another culture, and we just, when I was a kid, I was listening to Ella Fitzgerald and John Coltrane and Sonny Rollins in jazz, and nobody told me that those guys was American or singing English. I was touched by the music.
Okay then, with The Do, it's all about the music and a colorful sound texture inspired by jazz and classical music with moods that change from track to track. This track is called Playground Hustle. You hear the voices of children and adults in it, but they're all sung by Merilati. And the tune uses a combination of sounds you don't often hear together.
Now boys play with pink girls at the break. See, they're not blindly stuck off with collars.
Merilati's voice has been compared to that of Icelandic pop star Björk, and it's not just a coincidence.
She has been an inspiration since when I discovered her music when I was a teenager. I think she was the one who kind of managed to mix elite music, sort of, and pop music, and making it really popular. I think that's so important, to be able to mix something which is brainy in a way and extremely simple and straightforward. And of course, considering she was Icelandic, I don't know, maybe she had this extra thing that kind of appealed to me.
You can hear some echoes of Björk in this track, which Merilati sings in Finnish. It's based on a poem Merilati wrote.
It's a poem about nature and seasons passing and someone who keeps singing in his or her sleep.
And it's called Oni...
Unissasi laulelet.
Unissasi laulelet?
Yeah.
Okay.
It means you're singing in your sleep. I guess it's like paying some kind of a tribute to the very traditional kind of music that I know of Finland as well. There's a band called Vertina, which uses a lot of voices, and and traditional instruments from Karelia in Finland, from the east. And I love it. I listened to that a lot when I was a kid.
The Doe just finished a North American tour and are working on their second album. Word is, there won't be any French lyrics on that one either. For The World, I'm Adeline Sia.
The Doe takes it away today. Our theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. We're online at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Have a great weekend.
You should know who's leading the group by now. You should see who's feeding the world.